Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and we have this beeping issue again. So I'm just going to hang up already because don't listen to it anyway. I have great news. I got a postcard from my wife. It's marvelous. I wrote her. We're in the middle of a stack of birthdays. You have kept me from them for 10 years. Please stop. You said you love me and promise for life. You promise for life. You love, whatever. The hand of grace has been offered as reach out to, whatever, it's covered up. So anyway, one to my wife. And I got a second postcard to George. George, whether lots of others having birthdays, you remain in my heart. I too wish we were family again. From George. Isn't that great? But it didn't stop there. A third postcard. Boy, did I have a wonderful weekend. To Zadok. Happy birthday. Wait a minute. It was his birthday. It seems that I'm sending postcards and they're coming back. Isn't that illegal? Why, yes, it is. So that brings up a question. I got these three cards. They'll go on the wall here. They'll be now at the bottom row, the last row, because I've run out of room. And I wonder what's going to happen when my kids find out. Because obviously, I'm going to continue to push, and sooner or later, somebody's going to find out. It may take years. But when they find out, what will they think of my wife, Jim Cross, institutional church leadership, and others? Again, my constant refrain, offer grace. I am really concerned. Obviously, over the weekend, there was two birthdays. Jack, and I did my, it's now my tradition. I walk out that way, go out the front door, go out to the side, because my side yard is bigger than my front yard. You know, I do have a 300-foot driveway, but it's, kind of narrow, and it's even longer this way, and then it goes back up. It's U-shaped, because my guess is there was probably 6 acres or so, and they sold a better piece of property up front, or this was sold off, one of the two. It became two, and then this is obviously U-shaped, which is really weird, because the property over there, if you wanted to put a driveway there, it's straight down almost. So it's, and every once in a while when I walk that way, and it's kind of like, it's difficult. But the point is, I go out there and do my, it's become tradition to go out there and do my happy birthday videos. I did mention to Jack, of course, that I'm open to a relationship with my son. I am not going to deny that his lifestyle is an abomination to Christ. That's easy to see. But Christ offers grace, and I have to follow suit. I have to do the same. I'm not going to condone his lifestyle. He once, many, many years ago, said, "Oh, well, it's okay." I'm sorry. No, it's not. But the other one was to Walter. And in both cases, before I went out and did the videos, I listened to the previous 2 years of voicemails or happy birthday videos that I did. And obviously the one to Jack, I talked a lot about, 1 Corinthians 6. The one to Walter, 1 Corinthians 16 was one of the verses, Stand firm in the faith, be strong, act like men, let all that you do be done in love. That was very much a focus. But there was a whole lot in that particular one. And I would suggest the depth of the theology on that one was important. I would suggest it was extremely important advice from a dad to his son, what it is to live in obedience to Christ. And clearly the model that he has set before him is people who don't do that. They live in Christianese. They don't live in obedience to Christ. And see, my concern, I really think this is true. There is that aura of Christianity that a lot of people will be drawn into, and you end up with two. One is, well, okay, it's soft and easy to do, so I'm in the Christian club, but I'm not part of the elect. I'm going to be part of one of the ones, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all sorts of wonderful things in your name? And his response is not very inviting. And I think a lot of it is those people who are in that are not finding the real Christ. But I also believe that there are those people within that community who are part of the elect, but they're missing the depth of the relationship with Christ, because all that they're in is a club that talks about Christ, and you lack the depth, the joy of the depth. You know, on that, for both my friend Chris and I, this morning was fantastic. And we were able to celebrate the Lord's blessing with each other today. And it's the constant prayer for and encouragement of each other. And it's not light, fluffy things. You know, because we're a couple of sinful guys and just celebrating God's grace and struggling, fighting hard to know Him. You know, again, the model we see of Jacob wrestling with Christ. You know, it's wrestling with the Lord. He was wrestling with Christ. Yeah, you know, and he says, you know that he, with the Lord, but obviously it wasn't God the Father. It was Jesus Christ. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. It was Jesus Christ. And it wasn't a fourth entity. It was Jesus Christ. So he wrestled with them. And the point that I keep making is when you wrestle, it's strength against strength. It is not, I'm trying to do something to hurt you. I am wrestling is just who is stronger. It is not like boxing where I'm trying to hurt you. It's strength against strength. And what we see in there is he held on with all his might, and he would not let him go. His comment, I will not let you go till you bless me. I suggest that is what we're called to do. We hold on to Christ as hard as we can. We know we cannot defeat him. But with all our strength, we hold on to Christ. And what did he say? Your name is no longer Jacob, but Israel. What is Israel? It's both the idea of being a prince, in other words, the son of a king, King of Kings, and one who prevails. And what are we called to do in the New Testament? What do we see clearly? Those who endure to the end, to prevail, to wrestle with God and not give up. And we wrestle with God because not we're trying to defeat him. I want your blessing. I want to encourage my son Walter in that way. I have been denied that. I sent him another card today, pointing out that those things are being denied. The card today, the card today, if I do this right, you know, computers, gee, don't know anything about these things. I wrote him, the birthday video for you last year is a lot of encouragement for the follower of Christ. 1 Corinthians 16:13 is a big part. One day, if you see all the return postcards, censored videos, and the love your dad tried to show, remember grace. That's, you know, I really, my concern, because I've known a lot of people. Well, I have a family member, parents, siblings, whatever, and they didn't love me. Therefore, I blame them for whatever such situation in my life. We can't do that. We need as much grace as those who don't show us grace. We still need grace ourselves, irrespective of the lack that was shown us. And we can do that because we have the grace of God. So it is my hope and prayer for Walter, for Jack, for Zadok, for George, for my ladies, for my grandsons, that you know that grace. And even when there are difficulties, you respond in grace. You do not compromise the truth, but you respond with grace. That I want to get that. Very important. There were other things, but I really think my big concern is what happens to Walter when he finds out. My dad reached out to me for over a decade. My mom kept my dad from me. What's going to be for Zadok? When he grows up, you know, I didn't have a dad here. Why didn't my mom keep my dad from me? I don't want them to feel hate for my wife. I want them to show grace. And keep in mind, as I went in some depth, I think a few days ago, about the 1 Timothy 5, because I related it, because you see the same thing in a similar use of the terms, pronoio in Romans 12. I think I got that right. But the 1 Timothy 5, it's not the one verse, verse 8, it's the whole section, verse 1 through at least 9. And what is it? The dad, the husband, is to prepare his kids to take care of their mom and grandmother when he's gone, when they become a widow. That is the purpose of that. And irrespective of the hate that's shown me by the woman I love, you know, that woman, and, you know, the hate that's shown clearly right there, I still love her, and I want my kids to bless her. The Lord doesn't need me to bless my wife. The Lord can do it whatever way he wants. And I do ask my kids be a part of that blessing to my wife. Walter, please do that to your mom. Zadok, please do that to your mom. George, please do that to your mom. And even Jack, please do that to your mom. And my lady, allow me to do that while I can. Dorothy Jane, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I still do love you, and I still do want you back.